372 Ooh. Pages bonus, people, from Patreon. This is another bonus for you.
Yeah, we got another bonus. It's, you know, just rolling out bonuses for Patreon people is what we're doing here.
Christmas time means Christmas bonuses from 372 pages. I am Mike Nelson, in case that wasn't obvious.
I'm Connor Lestoka, in case that was obvious.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the banter that you come to expect from...
Blowing your mind is one of the bonuses we give you here at 372. If you haven't listened, we have that other bonus that we put up, the Calibrate Your Taste. So if you want to know a little bit more about Connor and I, listen to that. But this one is a special window into my life. Why don't you set it up there, Connor?
Yeah, we were recording our last Tech War episode, and I forget how. Oh, I think it came up that they called Jake Cardigan, like, it's, you know, 80 pages into the book at this point, and the Angry Chief is like, I guess that's why they've always called you Android Cardigan, because you don't show any emotion. It's like, wait just a second. This guy's had this ridiculous nickname the entire time, and they're just springing it on us now. And that's when Mike mentions casually, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, like the whole like those guys I know that have always called me Mad Dog.
Yep.
And, you know, so it's just a little record scratch, and it's like, what? It's like,
I've only known you for... 100% true that there are a number of people who only know me as Mad Dog.
So, you know, I was like, I've known you for a third of my life. These people have never crossed my path. Are you hanging out at some weird, like, you know, Wisconsin social club bar where you have to get a guy to buy him a drink so he assigns you a membership in it, that sort of weird thing? Like, I don't know the story either, so I wanted to hear it too, and Mike figured he would grace you all with the story.
Yeah, I figured,
at the same time.
Right. Really, it's just an eyes wide shut thing. I go to parties, and I'm known as Mad Dog to get into the door. No, what it is years ago, I became friends with my wife's friends, and she had a large friend group, right? Right.
Sure.
And I hit it off with everyone. I'm lifelong friends with, since I met them. Dear friends.
Yeah.
But there's one guy, and he gave me permission. His name is Bob Miller.
Okay.
Dear friend of mine, Bob. And he's known as Mills. And I always made fun of the fact that all of the guys in college, it's like Murph, Smitty, Mills.
Yeah.
They had no nicknames.
Right, it's like how professional athletes after A-Rod just started going by that garbage.
Yeah, yeah, no
first initial and syllable.
No originality,
yeah.
except there's one other guy who he made up his own name, his own nickname, and it stuck, and it drove Mills crazy, because this is Mills, you know, like, that's what is that doing for anyone? It's not,
right.
That's doing no heavy lifting.
So this guy pulled a Costanza and just decided he was going to be T-boned.
He was, it's a great story, which I won't steal from him, but he was doing a sales job and he getting no response. He was doing like a summer, you know, thing with some friend is like, come sell stocks with me or something. And he got no response until he just called himself the Dutchman. And he would leave messages on people's machines like, hey, it's the Dutchman. Give me a call back. And he said the response rate was 100%.
Yeah. As
and he talked to himself. He referred to himself in the third person, which I thought was very forward thinking. And he's like, look, the Dutchman doesn't think you should move into those stocks.
Oh, my God.
And he swears he suddenly made buckets of money at the end of the summer. So everyone
I'm stealing that.
Yeah. So everyone called him the Dutchman. And so, you know, there was like a golf trip or something where a bunch of guys were going to go. And a bunch of them I hadn't met yet. I knew a few of them. And so an email went out and it was like, hey, Mills, Schmitty, the Dutchman, Stosser, we're all meeting.
Sure.
Also, Michael J. Nelson will be attending. And I was like, what is this crap? Come on, man.
They went as far as to insert the middle initial even there. Yeah. That's like even really drilling. Rubbing it in.
He was. So I said, come on, send out a follow-up. And, and my friend, Dave, my friend Dave, whose nickname is Davo, was I won't give his last name, but his last name starts with an O.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. So Davo agreed, like, this is garbage. We all have garbage nicknames. You're starting fresh. Let's go. And I just went, okay, call me Mad Dog. And so he immediately picked it up, and we met a bunch of guys the next day, and Davo went nuts with it and was just like, dog, El Perro Loco, the Mad Dog is here. And guy's like, hey, Mad Dog, good to meet you.
Oh, my God.
So since I don't
did
see
those
guys.
Did you feel like you had to change anything at that point in time? Like, were you, like, trying, were you, did you need to, like, play up to the character?
No, that's what is so amusing about it is, here are pretty much the dullest guy you've ever met. Nobody goes like, why do they call you Mad Dog? Just like they totally believe, hello, hi, I'm the Mad Dog. Hey, nice to meet you, Mad Dog. You know, like, wow, it's working. So then I would show up the next, you know, subsequent years. It's kind of a yearly thing. And a bunch of guys would just feed into it. And then guys just got used to, you know, that's how a nickname works. I don't have to explain that to anyone. That people would, even the good friends who knew it was a joke, would go, the dog! And then people would follow suit. And so there are dozens of people who think that I am the Mad Dog.
My God. I just imagining, like, you know, if they did want you to be like a party guy or something, just like you, like, going to the bathroom and looking at yourself in the mirror and sort of,
yeah, right,
deep breath and then coming back out and like, all right, like, shotgun and a beer, who's in?
Yeah. Another keg stand, really, guys? Yes. The Mad Dog is not up for this.
10 a.m.
I'm not all that mad.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. I mean,
so that checks out, right? I mean, you know, look, it's not a spectacular story, but I just want to prove I can get in touch with someone who could corroborate it if necessary.
I don't think it's necessary. This would be a very, very strange thing to like drill down on to the point where you're doing this right now as an effort to continue the lie.
Right.
It's also, you know, a new group of people. It's like when people go to college and they're like, I'm not Billy anymore. I'm William type of thing. Like, but in sort of the reverse, like, cooler way.
Yeah. Was there also any, sorry. I was gonna tell a personal story, and then I drew back on it, on a guy whose name was his entire college. He mispronounced his name for me, and then once I heard him on the phone in a restaurant talking to someone, and then pronounced his name correctly because it rhymes with a body part. And
wow.
So he for the whole time in college. Anyway, he mispronounced his name to all of us. And then only later did we learn that it wasn't actually pronounced that way.
Wow. So that was your friend Pete Heinous?
Exactly.
Wow.
But I was going to ask, was there ever a guy who presented a nickname where you just go, even the first time, like, I'm not going to call you that. I'm not going to make that happen.
Man, you know, one of my best friends, got, you know, pretty much did self-apply the nickname D-Dog to himself.
Ooh, I mean, I like where he's going there, but it's...
But, I mean, it's, you know, he would get people to chant it. I mean, and it was sheer force of will. You couldn't do anything with it. And then he got his email address. You got your first Gmail address, and he made it D-Dog and then his last name. And, you know, he's gone on to become a respected member of the Washington DC business community, and so, but this is still his email address because you can't change that. And so when he gives his email address, he doesn't want to say it's, you know, D Dog Smith. He'll say it's D-O-G-G Smith at and then people will be like, because once you've abandoned that nickname, you know, no one who didn't go to college with him would call him the D Dog.
Right.
But so it's one of those type of things. It's the reverse. Like, oh, I guess I'll buy in on this. And then he's like, actually, if we could knock off the D-Dog stuff before I go and speak at this this charity gala, I'd really appreciate it.
Right.
Oh, no. This is the bed you've made.
Yeah, I had a guy, friend of a friend, and didn't know him that well. But we made up a nickname for him because he lived in a pretty rural area. We just called him the Goat Roper, which I just thought sounded good. Like, Goat Roper. And... So years later, we found out that he was working selling stocks or, so, like, you know, portfolios or something like that. And we discovered him. And so another friend goes, send him an email. So we all sent him emails. And the he got in trouble with the feds over that because they're like, hey, you embezzling everything, the goat roper? It's like, guys, that was my actual work email. And those are monitored very closely.
Yeah, that sounds like the sort of thing that you could use as a if you were embezzling, like that could be a call signal or a code for something that they might be like, we need to know more about this goat roping.
Yeah, he said there was a meeting with black suited guys who flipped over the pages. Is like, goat roper, explain that.
Oh my God.
It was these guys. And so we felt a little chagrined after that episode.
The only other time I could remember is after senior year of high school, I worked at a Blockbuster video for a couple months, like really 2 months. It might be three. I'm not sure. Just to sort of did it ironically, got the job ironically to have something fun to do with my friend Greg. And there was other guys that worked there. And there was a guy, Kenny, who, you know, for this month or so that I worked there, I was like, you know, Kenny's doing this. He's taking inventory. Like, you know, hey, Kenny, like, I need to check this thing out. And then at some point in time, he was just like, yeah, my name is Carl. Like, the people who like, we worked here before, you guys worked here. Like, we all just, like, called each other South Park names.
Oh, wow.
So there was a guy, I guess, they called Cartman. And there was a guy that, like, was called Stan, I guess. And I don't know why they did that. But, like, I guess I just heard someone else calling him that. And, you know, it was a normal enough name that you wouldn't think that there would be anything by that. But it was like, what on earth were you doing? You just let us all call you that for for over a month before you said anything to us from the new guys. Maybe they thought it was funny. Like, maybe they thought they were pulling one over on us. But it was just one of those things where it was like, no one really won here, man.
Yeah, that is a weird misdirection. I don't my final story on nicknames is, and I don't think this is giving anything away, because I worked at a restaurant as well with a very young bus guy who got fired once at 5 a.m. The manager caught him eating coleslaw out of one of the tubs in his bare feet in the walk-in cooler. And he was known as, and he was rehired after that, unbelievable. But he was just known, I think the line cook gave him the nickname, just called him Biscuit Head.
Okay.
And so Biscuithead, I never knew his name. And years later, after I saw him at a St. Paul Saints game, and he introduced his new wife to me, and he had not, he knew my wife, Bridget, and I'm like, Bridget, you remember Biscuithead? He's like, yeah, I don't go by that anymore.
Yeah, right.
Like, really?
His wife is mentally filing the divorce papers.
Yeah, he really did kind of do the slash across the throat thing. Like, Biscuithead's another section of my life I'd rather not talk about.
My last one, there was in college, there was a group of friends, like, you know, all guys all lived together, and people just, so you'd have, you know, a friend group of, you know, where you'd go over to their house. And these guys were, they played it a little, fast and easy with like who they'd invite over. And a buddy of mine was, you know, walking home from a party drunk, and he ran into this guy, a townie named CJ. And, you know, CJ was not the kind of guy that, you know, his friends were, his roommates were like necessarily happy he was bringing over, but
sure,
he would bring CJ over. They'd like sit there, they'd smoke, they'd drink into the hours of the night and play Mario Kart. And CJ had a buddy named Pie Face.
Of course.
So, like, you know, they eventually were coming over all the time. Long story short, their house got robbed. CJ and Pieface, who had been coming over every day, were never seen again. But these guys, you know, they were very upset. They stole, like, musical equipment. They stole someone's laptop and stuff. And it was college. You weren't going to be able to afford to buy this stuff. But you sort of had to listen to these sob stories. They were very, you know, devastated about losing their computer and stuff. But every time they were telling these stories and were so upset, you had to bite your tongue not to laugh, because they were like, Pie Face. I know it was Pie Face. Like, the police don't track down Pie Face. This is a, you know, an abomination of justice. And so it's like, all right, yeah, really hope they can catch Pie Face. I bet he's on the Charlottesville Most Wanted list, man.
Yeah, crane shot of them on the ground with their fists together looking up into the rain. Pie Face. Wow, that's that also happens to be a nickname from The Mighty Boosh. Do you know that show? That insane British show.
But you showed me a long time ago. But
yeah, there was a Pie Face, a representative from Pie Face Records, and he showed up, and of course, he actually had a pie as his face. So that's what I was picturing there.
something. I just, you know, if you asked me right now, I'd put my life savings on this pie face not being familiar with that TV show. Just something.
Do you think that he and Biscuit Head get together and talk about the old times as pastry, pastry headed people?
Yes. Pastry chrome, pastry domes. Oh, man.
Well, there you go. If anyone wants corroboration, please reach out to me and I'll get a signed affidavit stating that, in fact, I am known as Mad Dog, and that'll put an end to that. And you can call me Mad Dog, too.
If anyone does do that and Mike writes, look, this was just the most elaborate long con I've ever pulled in my life. Please don't tell anybody. Please tell me, because that's what I'm hoping is still happening.
I'm a deeply odd man. I insist on doing podcast bonuses about things I make up. Yeah, that would be strange. But there you go. And once again, thanks to Patreon people. This is an enjoyable exercise. As always, read your Tech Wars, everyone.
Yes, please. Tech War. It's the least you can do for Gomez and the Android and Biscuit Head.
And Pie Face. We'll see you soon. So long.